This is basically a repeat of the presentation that we had done when the commission visited the province during your strategic planning process. I'll go through it. With regards to the strategic forecast for the next 5 years, sorry for interruption, ma'am. I just wanted to check if we have not dealt with this draft strategy plan when we were in Pretoria. Yes, because if they presented there, my memory says me well, they presented there is the same document and it would be a repetition actually, because most of the members of the committee were there. So I don't see it necessary.
Repeat was because we did and we actually thrashed out. Mm-hmm. So there's no need to then talk to it again.
Okay? Thank you. Can we move on? That is the end of our presentation, please.
With due respect, is it the CEO who's going to give us the treasury financial?
Chairperson, the financials were covered by the DTG when she was going through the performance information. Mm-hmm. And then what was included in the pack that we sent was the NMOS and the transitional. But seeing that the minister said we should not discuss the transitional and NMOS, then it was off the financial presentation.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Members of the committee, you're satisfied with that procedure? Okay. Is there anyone you satisfied? Talk.
Nothing to say, Chair. I'm happy. I nodded my head.
You hit your children when they do this. Your grandkids, you give them paper, you say you put them up in the box.
Agreed, Chair.
And Trevor?
Thank you very much, but I can't comment because I came late. I don't know what the discussion is about.
Second?
Mm-hmm. There was an item on the agenda regarding the plan for International Women's Day. I'm not quite sure how the minister responded on the matter. But the department does have something, a plan or a program for International Women's Day. Yeah. If they've got something as part of their 365 days plan of action, can they just share with us if there's anything?
Thanks, Chair. The colleagues will assist. What we know is that process is still with Cabinet, and then as soon as the Minister has Cabinet decision, it will then be shared with the community.
I think the 8th is just next week, and if Cabinet still has that, then we don't know about it. I mean, what makes the department think that they will be coming back to give us the plan next week? We can't can't call you every day. I mean, there must be something that they know or they should share with us before they take it to cabinet. Because once cabinet has decided, there's nothing to change. It will be an information sharing exercise. I don't know, but as far as I'm concerned, you can't change what cabinet has agreed on. And I think it will be better that we put in our ideas in the department's inputs and strategies before cabinet adopts them. I don't know, but to me it doesn't order well.
Response from department?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think honourable members, it puts us between a rock and a hard place, in that the minister in her letter responding was saying that they report cabinet and will take them to cabinet before we report here, and of course the honourable members are saying that we need to brief them on that before the cabinet decision is taken, and it leaves us in a sort of a tight space. And indeed, there is something in place in terms of the rollout of the hashtag 365 days and having dialogue in different provinces and ensuring that we can engage with communities on issues of gender-based violence, but particularly for International Women's Day in terms of its context. We want to also look at people or women in communities who are doing well, who are making progress, and just to get an update on that. That would be the general gist of what, where the problems will be, which community would engage in, and those kinds of details, of course. There is a different collective that will guide us on that.
Honourable members from the department. Can you please ensure that even those reports of the big 17 days ended up with #365#, we don't have that report. That is where the interest lies. Let us be fed with information timelessly so that even if an outsider can query us about some of the events that are taking place, we have a leg to stand on. Rather than saying, oh well, this and that, now. Let's move in power. Let us be given the relevant information. That is our plea. Okay? Thank you. Honorable Robinson.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to echo what you've said. And that was actually a plea that I made earlier on, so I just want to reword that. We want to know what is happening. We are women, we are leaders, we are the committee that's supposed to have oversight. I'm glad that you are doing things and, you know, previously things were done, but it should be working in parallel. As the chairperson has said, we shouldn't hear about it after the effect. We all represent constituencies and we should be on par with the information. And as I asked earlier, nobody responded to it, but I ask again, would you please just send us a copy? I think this should be general knowledge about what is the document that you are distributing about human rights, for example. I think that would be helpful to all of us. And let's be a united force that are going out to change society. This is our third attempt. You're the third administration. Let's make this the successful one. Thank you.
Honourable Secretary, Honourable Chair, I see you writing. Voice it out. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I think that the request is noted to actually share. We will make sure you convey to the Director General, but also to our parliamentary liaison officer as well as the minister, so we can just synchronize that. I think it's a fair request. And we do apologize that we haven't actually heeded that call. It seems quite reasonable. Thank you.
Honourable
Okay.
Thank you for the information. I'm not the next. Okay. So, thank you very much to all that took it upon themselves to be here today. So I think we're all going to be moving in power. And all the requests we've put forward to the department are going to be answered and dealt with amicably. We are a family and let's treat each other like that. Kaul, Tombi, that's good. Yes, I saw one page. What is the name of manga? Ujanti ukhona isimila sohamba sizokwenza umsebenzi wethu sibambene ngesandla yethu enkosi ekhona.
That's pretty. Princess, thank you. Princess to the end.
No, because we haven't got time. Because we're having. I now have a request. I need 20 minutes of the members of the ANC to remain. So otherwise, the meeting is adjourned, and thanks very much. How?